just drawing this to a conclusion, if you take home the message that AIN3 has low potential for malignant transformation in the immunocompetent patient, similar to vulval disease, around 10% in 10 years, and if you have a large HIV cohort, you can expect that your conversion rate will be approximately double that. Conservative management still seems to be the most appropriate, in our view, for the management of these patients. That probably can include excising the worst affected areas, targeting the lesions, and that's usually by recognition of these lesions as pigmented, raised, plaque-like lesions, having a high index of suspicion and sending any areas of concern to the pathologist.